The Nebraska high school cross country season is going to be kicking off this week, and we got to bring back the guy who knows a ton about cross country and PrepRunningNerd.com. We talked to him, of course, both in the fall season of cross country and the springtime of track and field. Jay Schlegel joins us. Jay, hopefully he had a great summer. I know the Olympics, you were following that, which was really fun to watch, but here we go with another great cross country season just a few days away.
Well, it hasn't been a great summer, but we are excited for the season to begin. We finished posting about 10,000 photos of the state track meet in late June. We took a month off, got refreshed, and then we started writing those season previews for cross country. So we're ready to go and ready to watch some great competition.
Love the previews, Jay. Love them. Been reading those over the past couple of days. And speaking of the Prep Running Nerd team, you've got a lot of them, and you got some locally. Who are those nerds again this year?
Well, we've got over 20 volunteers who cover cross country and track and field. They also do some other things for the schools that they live by, but they do a lot for running and track and field. So our youngest nerd is a new nerd, 18-year-old at Schuyler High School. And on the more experienced side, we've got multiple nerds who are retired or semi-retired and just want to stay involved in high school sports.
And these nerds, Jay, stretch from one end of the state to the other, doesn't it?
They do. I need to get a map put out of all the places our nerds are. But we range from Omaha to the Wyoming border and then up in the northeast and Hardington and O'Neill or down to Wood River and Grant out the North Platte. We are just everywhere, and it's great that we can have coverage like this.
You mentioned how excited you are for the upcoming season. Let's get right to it, Jay. Dive in and talk about Class D girls and boys first.
Well, first, you mentioned it briefly, but just to mention again, we have written season previews for every class, boys and girls, and it's at our website at PrepRunningNerd.com. So I'll touch on those previews right now, but the website's going to have far more detail. So for the girls in Class D, the top four state finishers from last year aren't in the field this year, but the next 11 medalists all return. In our preseason rankings that we published this week, we've got Delaney Runnels of Niobrara Verdigris ranked first. She won 3,200 meters at state in May, and she was finished in the top three of the other two distance events. From what we can tell, and we really have to work hard to chase down results from that area of the state, she won every one of her cross-country races until she finished sixth at state. And so that was a bit of an off race for her, and we expect her to come back strong this year. Perhaps a surprise of who we have ranked second is Ashley Robertson of Wallace. She's been a solid performer. She's a little sister of state champion Trey Robertson. But she just popped off in the 1600 at the state track meet, won it. She was surprised. We were surprised. She was happy. We were happy. So it was just a really great moment. First person she went over to was to hug her brother, who was, of course, the state champion. So that was a cool moment at Burke. Peyton Paxton of Mullen is ranked third. She's won 3 state cross-country medals and 8 state track medals. So she has just been there again and again. And then we're also big fans of Dakota Horseman of Hemingford. There are also some newcomers to cross country that could make an impact. We've been a big fan of Emery Vargas from Hastings St. Cecilia's on the track, but she's been a softball player the last two falls. She is finally coming out for cross country. She also ran in junior high and did very well. So I think she'll make an impact. And then Sandy Creek freshman Madison Shaw ran a 5:20/1600 as an eighth grader, which is one of the best in the state. And that's actually faster than any Class D girl ran last fall during track season. So I think she's going to, it'll be interesting to see how she moves up to the 5K. Speaking of Hemingford, they're the 2-time defending team champions, and they return their top two runners. Kendra was our pick to win state last year, and they returned 4 of the 5 girls, and their Hadley Walsh is ranked 5th this week. We also think Mullen's going to be in the hunt. They had 3 freshman girls last year who are all back on the team, and they just have to get a little bit better than they did as freshmen, and they could be in the hunt. And then finally, Crofton should probably also be in the top five.
That was Class D girls. How about Class D boys? What's the outlook there?
Well, kind of the same story. So we've got 12 of the 15 medalists back from last year, including the top two. So Mason McGreer and Elijah Goodell of Perkins County were almost perfect last year. In fact, Mason was undefeated last year in the cross country, but also in the 1600 and the 3200. So he lost one race last year, an 800-meter race at state, where he got second. So Mason's pretty incredible, but he has done a great job of helping his teammate Elijah. So Elijah was a runner-up last year as a freshman, and he should be faster this year with another year of growth. Our third-ranked runner is a guy, I'm probably going to screw up his name, but it's Job Josiah Muthiani from Freeman. He had a great track season and looks to propel that forward. And then also Jacob Swanson of Nebraska Christian is a junior, but he's been a top five guy the last 2 years, and we expect that to continue. In the team race, North Platte St. Pat's looks to be in really good position to defend its title with three of the top four runners coming back. Perkins County just needs that third runner to be in contention. If you remember, in Class D, you only need, or you only score the top three runners. And so Freeman should be competitive too. Donovan Trumbull, they've got Kaiser Johnson and Tyus Yost, who are returning medalists. So they're looking for that third runner. And then we're also interested to see what Cornerstone Christian, Franklin, and Nebraska Christian can do.
I'm going to throw in another individual runner here from the area, Cale Garrett from Medicine Valley High School. Jay, up there, the Roden Curtis was a medalist last year, and he's a junior this year. I think he's going to make some noise and do pretty well again throughout the season as well.
Yeah, I agree. We've got him ranked pretty highly, and he had a great track season, so we're excited to see what he does this fall.
I understand there's some big changes in Class C this fall.
Well, there are. So the Class B field was awfully small last year because there were some of the OPS schools who would have qualified for Class B and moved up into Class A. And so there were some really small districts last year for Class B. So the NSAA listened to the coaches, and they have added teams to Class B for cross country. So that now there are five teams that are moving up from Class C. Those teams that are moving up are one of your favorites, McCook, as well as Platteview, JCC, Alliance, Mount Michael, and Omaha Grove. So they're all kind of bouncing up, and because of those changes in graduations, Class C only has eight returning medalists. Liston Crotty of Auburn and Jalen Witter of Kearney Catholic are the top two returners, but we've got Haley O'Daniel of Arlington ranked first in our preseason poll. Haley just went off on the second day of state and won the 1600 title with a 5:14, and she also finished second in the 800, and so we just feel like she's got the momentum and deserves to be number one heading into the season. In the team race, we really thought that Columbus SCOTUS was a lock last year, but they had a few heat-related issues and just didn't have a good meet. So Kearney Catholic picked up the title, and Auburn was second, and both of those teams return all six girls from last year. SCOTUS returns five from their fifth-place team, and they've added a solid freshman. So I think it's going to be a dogfight between Kearney Catholic, Auburn, and SCOTUS for the title. I did mention the freshmen from SCOTUS, so they tend to play a bigger role on the girls' side rather than the boys' side, and we're aware of two girls who should have a big impact. SCOTUS adds Avery Heinrich, who ran a 5:37-1600 as an eighth grader, and then Gothenburg adds Scout Bell, who was the junior high state champion last fall, and she's run a 5:33-1600. They also had Adeline Carlson, who ran really well at state junior high cross country meet. So they're joining two Gothenburg girls who qualified for state last year. And I think they could be a top five team if those four girls run well. I've seen Scout Bell run a lot, and she is an absolute stud.
Will those classification changes have a big impact on the Class C boys division?
They are, and I think it's actually going to maybe a bigger impact. Because of the changes in graduation, there's only 24 of the top 50 Class C boys coming back this year. Mount Michael likely would have been the team favorite if they'd stayed in Class C. So now that they're in Class B, that kind of changes the makeup. So with them gone, Gothenburg was probably going to be the favorite, but now they're a very clear favorite to win their third consecutive title. Sophomore Tyler Hetz was the runner-up last year, and Gothenburg adds Bryson Niels, who happens to be the coach's son, but he also happens to be had finished second at the junior high state meet last fall, and then he ran a 4:41 1600 as an eighth grader. And so that 4:41 would be competitive in most classes, particularly Class C and D. And for that kid to do that as an eighth grader is really impressive. Gothenburg also has two returners from state, and they just keep replenishing their high school team with strong junior high kids. So I think that they're the team to beat. But behind them, there are a number of teams with one or two strong runners who just need a few boys to step up. So we're excited to see what Fort Calhoun, Milford, Lincoln Christian, and Syracuse can do. On the individual side, if you look past Tyler Hetz, we look for Avery Carter of Milford, Luke Wookman of Bloomfield-Wausau, and Haven Hawkswell of Chase County to push Tyler. Trevin Opp was just a freshman last year at Lincoln Christian, but he just had a monster season, particularly on the track. Briar Cerny of North Bend Central might have arguably had the best spring of a Class C runner. He ran 4:33 and 10:11. And then Christopher Taylor of Holdridge got 78th last year at the state cross country meet, but he turned around and ran a 4:35 1600 during the spring. So I'd say he's a medal favorite right now too.
So with all the Class C teams moving to Class B, does that mean Class B will it still remain pretty competitive?
Well, particularly on the girls' side, Class B was going to be competitive even out those extra teams, but it's going to be even more competitive this year. In addition to those teams that are moving up from Class C, we also have two teams moving down from Class A, and that's Lincoln Pius and Gretna. And both of those are solid teams. We've got 13 medalists returning on the girls' side, so 13 out of 15, including the top two runners from last year, Kendall Zavala from Norris and Ella Ford from Elkhorn North. I believe last year Norris had six medalists out of the 15, and there's a good chance that they could this year. We've got five North girls ranked in our preseason rankings. So not to discount Elkhorn North, they've got equally a talented team, and they're going to give Norris the most trouble. We've also been looking forward to watching Anna Perdue of York, Mallory Robbins of Plattsmouth, and Sophia Reynolds of Hastings. Simply put, we believe that the Class B girls would be the most difficult place to medal in all the eight state races. And honestly, if you medal in Class B girls this fall, there's a good chance you could be a successful collegiate runner. There's just that deep of a field. Of course, Norris and Elkhorn North aren't the only teams in the hunt for those top two trophies. Bennington returns five of their six runners, and Omaha Duchenne returns all six. York and Waverly have two top-notch runners and just need to add a couple there to be competitive for the top five.
Do you see the Class B boys field just going to be just as tough as the girls?
Well, it's not. And I just told you that I thought the Class B girls would be the toughest division in this year, but it's still going to be really entertaining. We've got the current and former state record holders in the 1600 as our top-ranked boys. So Braden Lofquist of Gretna East broke, like a 40-year record in the 1600 for Class B. Steve Doran from Omaha, who's almost retired now as a doctor, held that record for so long. But Braden broke it early in the season. Tommy Rice of Omaha Scott broke it in the same race where Juan Gonzalez set the Class A record. And then Braden broke it again 3 weeks later. So they're going to be pushed by Austin Carrera of Hastings, who ran a 4:13 1600 this summer, and he ran a 9:14, 3,200 at the state track meet. To add to that, we've got three Lincoln Pius boys who are ranked in the top 15, including Joe Majerus and David Cryer at number 4 and 5. Majerus was a really talented runner as a freshman, and then he'd been hurt for about 18 months. But he's training well, and he had a pretty solid spring, so I expect him to be competitive for those top spots. In terms of the team race, Class B boys have been a bit boring for the last few years. If you ignore the fact that Omaha Scott and Lexington have been in a knife fight for the last 7 years, both of them have filled the top one and two positions in 7 years in a row, and there really hasn't been anybody else that close. This year could change, though, because I think Lincoln Pius, Mount Michael, and Hastings are all going to battle them for that one of those two trophy spots, and it's likely going to come down to how the third and fourth boys play, since all those teams have at least two really solid runners.
Class A girls, Jay, you've called the last few years the golden age of Nebraska distance running. Is that era over?
It's not over, but the faces are changing. So the class of 2024 had three state cross-country champions. We had Stella Miner, Mia Murray, and Claire White. And now they're at K-State, KU, and Iowa State. The top returners this year are Kate Ebmeyer of Millard West, Abby Duro of Millard South, Hope Riedel of Lincoln North Star, and Gracie Suppes of Papio La Vista. Ebmeyer is arguably the fastest. She ran a 5:01 in the 1600, and Suppes ran a 5:06 during track. Abby Duro is a really solid soccer player, and so we don't get to see her compete in the spring, but she's been a top 10 runner her first year at the high school. So, and we mentioned freshmen earlier, like most of those classes, we've got a freshman in Class A that we're excited to watch. I've seen Mabel Hennison of Marion run probably three or four times in junior high. She ran a 5:10, 1600 as an eighth grader, and that is the third fastest 1600 time of anybody in the Class A field. The top three runners at Marion's time trial last week were all freshmen, so they didn't qualify last year, but we think they have a good chance this fall. And the team race, led by Kate Ebmeyer, Millard West is the favorite. They had a solid team, and they've also added Sadie Osher, who's a transfer from Omaha Central. Lincoln Southwest should also compete for the title, and they have a transfer too. Lily Kenning from Milford, who I believe got second in Class C last year. And I wouldn't discount Lincoln East. They've won the last six titles, and while they maybe don't have the star power they've had in the past, Coach Kaberg just has this talent for developing young talent.
Finally, Jay, let's move over to Class A boys. A question for you. Is Juan Gonzalez the best runner in Nebraska history?
I think you could already argue that he is, but there's one piece that he's missing, and that's a third cross-country title. So Colby Whistle of Kearney and Liam Choate of Lincoln North Star both won three Class A titles, and Juan is looking for his third this fall. He's already got the state record for the 1600 and the 3200, so that third cross-country title would absolutely clinch the title of best ever.
What kind of competition will Juan face this season?
Well, the top of Class A was senior heavy last year. When you throw in the shift of Pius and Gretna to Class B, we're left with just three returning medalists. So Juan Gonzalez, Easton Zastro of Lincoln North Star, and Ryan Kugler of Westside. But there's still a lot of talent. For example, Connor Gross of Westside ran a 9:16, 3,200. Josiah Bicker of North Star ran a 9:25. And there's at least 10 other guys who are sub 10 minutes in the 3,200. Still, unless Gonzalez gets injured or is hit by a golf cart, which I wouldn't rule out during that hectic state meet, he's the undisputed favorite this year.
Now, last year, Creighton Prep took the team title in a tiebreaker over Fremont. Will the team race be that close again this year?
Well, Fremont's definitely the clear favorite, and they returned five of their runners from the 2023 state meet. Despite returning only two boys from last year, we think Papio South is probably the next best team based on how well they ran during the track season. However, there are also good arguments for Lincoln North Star, Millard West, Lincoln High, and Lincoln East. So while I say that Fremont's got the edge over everyone else, I think it's going to be an exciting state meet and really just an exciting season to see how these teams develop.
Jay, that was tremendous. That's a heck of a lot of information. That's why we love you. You're the man with a lot of knowledge on this. How are we supposed to keep all this straight now this year?
Well, I think the simplest solution is just to go to our website, preprunningnerd.com, or follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Each week, we post meet schedules, meet results, photos, team and individual rankings, and a weekly newsletter. So that's where we posted all these season previews. And that's where we'll continue to put a bunch of information out there. So there are some local newspapers that do a really nice job of covering their area, and I know that that's the case for you and McCook. But we feel like we're the only avenue right now that tries to give the statewide look at cross country.
And don't forget on the website as well, Jay's got nerd shirts, the T-shirts or the long sleeve shirts, and those are always for sale as well, aren't they?
Well, we may be getting out of the T-shirt business. I think I've lost enough money on that. And my wife wants the spare bedroom back, so we may be phasing out of that. But it is certainly a status symbol to have a nerd shirt on.
Jay, great preview again. Thanks a million. We'll be catching up with you later on here in the fall as we get through what's going to be a great season and have fun covering all this cross country, then track and field coming up in the springtime.
That sounds great. Thanks for being so interested in the sport, Ritz.